is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade presents Vaughn Monroe, assisted by the Murphy Sisters, Ziggy Talent, and the Vaughn Monroe Orchestra. Almost every one of us has somebody in this war, someone near and dear to us who's in there pitching. It's not enough for us merely to do air raid duty or work at the Red Cross. We've got to send our dollars in there to back up our boys. Every man and woman in America who can possibly do so is asked to buy at least one extra $100 bond for $75 right now during the third war loan drive. $15 billion more must be raised in a hurry by you. So back the attack. Buy an extra $100 bond.
Hello, everybody. This is Vaughn Monroe welcoming you to another Treasury Star Parade. And here's a musical greeting. Coming on. Ziggy Talent is ready with a popular war song that tells the story of Johnny Zero.
Hey, Johnny! Hey, Johnny Zero! I wonder if you know our hero. They call him Johnny Zero. He's with MacArthur in the South. We went to school together, back home in Nacaneta. His story may be one I ought to tell about. Well, the kids all call him Johnny Zero. In school, they always used to say,
Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero today.
The kids all laughed at Johnny Zero, and they would tease him when they played. couldn't concentrate on study. His mind was always in the sky. When he grew up, he left his buddy, and Johnny learned how to fly. Now they still call him Johnny Zero, and all the pilots probably say,
Johnny got a zero, he got another zero.
Johnny got a zero, hooray. Johnny Zero is the hero today. So many girlfriends, they all say he can really fly.
Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero.
Johnny Zero, oh what a guy. And when he tell his famous story, the girls would look at him and sigh.
Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero.
Johnny Zero, oh what a guy. But Johnny had one special girlfriend. He wrote her name up in the sky. And when he left, he made a promise that he'd come back by and by. Now there's a Mrs. Johnny Zero, and all the pilots probably say,
Johnny got a zero, he got another zero.
Johnny has a little zero, hooray. Johnny Zero is a hero. Yes, he really is a hero today.
And now I'm going to ask the Murphy sisters to join me in the popular ballad, Let's Get Lost. The party's rather dull, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'd like to steal away, wouldn't we?
Uh-huh.
So let's not even ask, should we or shouldn't we?
Well, should we?
Let's get lost. Lost in each other. Them send out a
lot.
And though they think us rather rude,
do.
We'll tell the world we're in that crazy mood.
Get lost.
Oh, let's get lost.
Get lost.
This is Vaughn Monroe. We salute Johnny Zero and all his buddies on land, on sea, and in the air. Those boys who are doing their full share to help win this war. On the home front, we've got to back them up to the limit. One important way is to buy more war bonds. Extra war bonds every week or every payday. Figure out for yourself how you can increase your war bond quota right now. To all the men in our armed forces, we dedicate this familiar patriotic melody. Yankee Doodle Dandy.
America after the war? What of your future 10 years from now? Do you realize that with every war bond you buy, you help to ensure that future and the future of our fighting men and the future of all America? When you buy war bonds, you help to prevent inflation, help to stabilize this country, and you help to win the war faster. So buy at least one extra $100 bond for $75 right now during the third war loan drive. We're fighting a war of invasion, and it's costing us more than $10 million an hour. But invasion means a speedier victory, and every extra bond you buy helps to bring that victory closer. Remember, there's no finer investment in all the world than U.S. war bonds. Your country needs your money today. You'll need it in the future, and you'll get it back, plus interest. Save today for a better America tomorrow. Back the attack with extra war bonds.
Treasury Department wishes to thank Vaughn Monroe, the Murphy Sisters, Ziggy Talent, the Vaughn Monroe Orchestra, and this station for the use of its facilities. This is Frederick Shields suggesting that you check the radio columns of your local newspapers and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.